You are listening to inspiring stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary stuff. Welcome to the Doolanders.
Hit it!
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait!
Okay, now, from the beginning.
Hit it, boys.
Welcome back. We've had a 6-month hiatus.
Yep, we have.
Do you think that 6-month hiatus was brought on because of creative differences?
Yeah, well, we do fight quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. We do. Like, what is this Doolanders actually going to be? It's taken us 6 months to actually work out sort of some sort of direction, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, hello, listeners. It's been a while.
It has. We're back.
Yeah, well, we started the Doolanders pre-COVID, and then we found it really good to just get into and just do more and more episodes. We could get access to people a hell of a lot easier.
And we're on
when everyone was at home. Yeah, got onto a good roll there, and then really.
And I wasn't working for a period of time.
That helped.
And you don't work a lot anyway.
So. I know. People in Doolander world are going, what do these two actually do? We sit behind microphones.
That's right.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So it was really good. And then once the world started opening up again and you got a job, then it really became quite hard to schedule time in.
Yeah.
To do things. But it did give us a good chance to have a rethink of what is it that this podcast is. We've had plenty of people actually come up to us on the street, Blake.
Are you Nick from the Doolanders?
Yeah.
How did they know? Like, what I want to say, how'd they know it was you?
I was wearing a Doolanders hat and a Doolanders t-shirt, and I was handing out pamphlets for, please listen.
Yeah. yes, please.
And I think we still love hearing people's stories.
Yep.
And doing the original long format of tell us how you made it to where you are today, which is great. But the other big realization we had during a massive health crisis is, of course, our own health.
Yeah. And we've landed on a place where, as you said, we're going to continue to chat to inspiring people that do. And we're going to bring you those stories, which we've got a couple of rippers lined up, which is going to be amazing. And we did, you're right, you and I have always been really passionate about, and we talk about it a lot. In fact, I think it fills most of our conversations around our health, be it our physical health, our mental health, financial health.
It's all those things that happen after, you know, probably in midlife.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, Blake and I met in a gym.
We did. It's not a midlife crisis, is it?
Yeah, well, maybe.
It could be.
Hopefully I live longer than twice what I currently am.
Well, be a fair effort if you do.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have plans to live forever, Blake.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So far, so good, right?
Well, true. Maybe we will uncover the key to eternal life through this health series. So what is this health series all about? Who are we going to talk to?
What's it going to be called? That's the most important thing.
Well, you want to call it the Health Quest.
The Doolanders Health Quest.
For a man that is as smart as you and that's done an amazing job at marketing your business, to come up with something like the Health Quest is I don't love it.
Well, you're just going to have to wear it.
Yeah, because the problem is we've recorded a couple and we've called it the Health Quest. So we're just going to roll with it, okay?
That's it. And I think hopefully you, our listeners, can relate to a lot of this and think, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, the kilograms are harder to shift than they used to be, or I don't have the energy levels that I used to. Could be any number of things that you want to get a bit of information about. So we're actually compiling and talking to some amazing people who are experts in their field. Shorter episodes, these ones, the Health Quest. But Blake, who have we got in the can already that's ready to be released, and who's upcoming?
That's a great question. Gee, I wish I could remember their names. But I think what I wanted to say is, like, it's not just physical health. Like, if you think about the older you get, and I reckon we're right now probably in that age where life is probably at its most complex with a whole bunch of really conflicting priorities, right? So you've got your career, you're in the prime of your career at at our age, you know, 40 to those that look, you know, younger than 50, but maybe on the other side of 50. So you're in the prime of your career. You have conflicting priorities with your need to be there for your kids, the demands on, you know, filling them up and making sure they're living their best life is the greatest that it's ever been. Your health often needs to take, you know, second place because of these conflicting priorities and timetables, etc. So what we hope to do is speak to a bunch of people about health, but that term and you know, not so brilliant name, Health Quest, is a really broad spectrum of health, right? So it's physical health, it's mental health, it'll be financial health, sexual health. Your mum listens to this, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you won't be involved in that episode. But no. So it's going to be a wide spectrum of people. We've spoken to one of Australia's leading cardiologists.
Mm.
We've spoken to a previous guest on this episode, Lyle Stone, who has just some of the best advice when it comes to parenting.
It's going to be pretty wide-ranging, really, isn't it?
It is.
Which is good.
Which is good because, quite frankly, I need it.
Yeah, and that's what I actually think it is missing in podcast land is I just want to listen to something and just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I just want to get up in the morning, just tell me what to do. Like, what do I eat now? I'm about to exercise. What do I eat? I've just exercised. Yeah. What do I eat? I'm going to an important meeting. What do I eat?
Yeah.
Well, when do I sleep?
I mean,
how do I exercise?
Yeah, that's right. And you walked
in. Am I wasting my time?
You walked in today and said, how are you, mate? And you said, yeah, I'm hungry. So why is that? Well, I haven't eaten since, you know.
Yesterday.
That's right. You're on intermittent fasting and, you know, you're trying this out and you've tried a bunch of other things previously. So, you know, there's one example of let's get some advice on that.
So I listened to another podcast recently and we'll try and get these guys on as a guest.
Who are they?
Trivelo.
Oh, yeah.
And they talked about, they had a nutritionist on, and they talked about in triathlons in particular, people are really good at doing the one percenters, all the really small stuff, yet they fail so dismally at the core basics, which is, you know, so the one percenters in a triathlon world would be buying all the right gear and having really expensive wheels and a really expensive bike and, you know, the right helmet and all of that. These all give you marginal gains, yet they don't eat well or they don't know how to fuel properly. So if you're doing a longer triathlon, for example, you've got to actually know how to pace out your meals. You've got to have experimented with this and you've got to know you can't just not eat or you can't go, you know, the whole no carb thing, high protein, it has a place, but it's not always the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So it gets really confusing as the casual armchair type athlete.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what we're active people, but we're not going over the top. We're not really competing at a high level anymore.
Never were. Yeah.
So understanding, I think nutrition is going to be one thing that I'm going to get probably the most out of because I feel like I'm just, you know, even before I'm really hungry, Blake, what do you got for me to eat? And if you looked at a whole bunch of packet of chips and I went, oh, I'll have the banana.
Yeah, good choice.
Like, is it a good choice though?
It's a great choice.
Bananas are a good choice.
Yeah.
So there's that, even knowing from a athletic point of view, so you go to the gym or you go for a walk or whatever, is when's the best time to do it? You know, if your goal is to lose fat or if your goal is to increase muscle mass, all of those sorts of things, what's the right way to do it? Because what I've learned over the journey is there are plenty of wrong ways to do it.
Oh, there are a squillion wrong ways to do it. So that it'll be fascinating. So you're, you know, hell-bent on understanding about nutrition and physical fitness. And like, I'm looking for marginal and more than marginal gains right across the board, right? Like, I really hope this series provides some great advice to a whole bunch of people out there that can get some marginal gains or bigger gains in every facet of their life, be it their physical fitness, their mental fitness.
What about sleep? How do you sleep? Do you sleep well?
Well, you know, I sort of do because we were saying just before, but here's my, I have an innate ability to go to sleep straight away. Like I'll.
Like that is a gift.
It is. It's an absolute gift.
Can you fall asleep on anything, like on a bus?
No. No. Oh, no. No, not really. I need to feel, you know, safe and warm and all of those sorts of things.
Is that why you fall asleep when I cuddle you?
Yes, exactly. And like, but within a minute, if I decide I'm off to sleep, minute, bang, I'm out. But then my problem is the, you know, the 3 a.m. wake up. Need to go to, you know, the bathroom for the second time. Remind me to get my prostate checked, would you?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I'm staring at the ceiling thinking, okay, I need to do A, B, C and D. How am I going to orchestrate that part of my life? I've also got this laundry list of things over here. Before I know it's 5 o'clock. And
so just on that, when you weren't working, were you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Never.
Rarely. Yeah. So sleep, we do need to find a sleep expert. Do you know any?
Sure.
Okay. No, you don't. Anyway, we will find a sleep expert because everything that you read says you got to be a great sleeper.
And we all fail at it now. And everyone's experienced, or I assume most people have experienced the 3, 4 a.m. wake up, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. If you're waking up at that sort of time,
yep,
you rarely get back to sleep.
Yeah.
And you just got in your head, oh, I've got to get up pretty soon.
Hey, here's a completely off-the-cuff question, not in the agenda or rundown here at all.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I'm looking for some creativity.
The answer is no.
So if you could talk to anyone about anything on this health quest, who would it be and what would it be about?
I only could only choose one person.
Yeah, go with that.
With a specific subject?
No, well, that's what I'm asking, yeah.
I think it all depends on where my headspace is right now, and right now I want to know how to sleep better.
Okay.
And I don't know whether that is using, would you call it an accelerant or some sort of natural product like cannabis? Because we are talking to the cannabis expert.
We are. And that, in fact, will be our very first Health Quest episode.
There you go. So maybe using something like that will actually help. And actually very interesting on the cannabis thing, and we'll get more into it because we're actually going to experiment on ourselves with this.
We are. Just on that, are we going to get on the CBD oil or a couple of joints or both?
Well, out the back of our studio here in the Darabin Parklands, I reckon you could score just about anything.
There is no doubt you could.
Are you talking from that or from Dr. James?
Dr. James.
Or from Dr. James. No, that is an option actually. I was surprised by that they can actually give you buds or flowers to smoke. But no, I don't have time for that, Blake.
Okay,
just
great.
Send me to sleep without taking sleeping pills. And the other thing is, all you listeners out there, keen followers of my cricketing career, will know that.
Who is that one person?
Mum.
Yep.
During cricket season, your body, cricket's not good for your body. We know that.
Yeah.
But you end up by the end of the season more Voltaren than man because you're just having to try, you know, to get through the day. Like your body's just so achy. So I want to see whether there's any supplements or anything I can do. I know everyone will probably say you got to stretch, you got to do all of that sort of stuff. Maybe you should talk to a yoga expert. And I want to see whether there's ways of doing it naturally rather than actually continuing to pop pills, which isn't good for your guts and it isn't good for, you know, a bunch of other things. So there's a lot we can get out of this.
Well, there is so much. Look, we could bang on for, I reckon, the next 20 to 30 minutes about that list of those people that we'd love to have on, our list of ailments, the list of subjects for the...
Have you got any ailments at the moment? Anything? Oh. Well, who would you choose? Who would you talk to?
I think resident experts when it comes to the power, well, understanding your mind and being able to control your mind to ensure that you're in the present as much as possible. I think
why does that matter?
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Because if you're not in the present, you're wasting so much of your time. Like you're thinking about other stuff, whether it's happening or happened or about to happen.
So do you find you're often not in the moment?
I think that the busier I get, yes, the more distracted that I am and the less I pay attention to the present moment. So
when you're with your kids or when or just wherever?
All facets of life, whether I'm on a run, whether I'm, you know, talking to Miller and Amelia and the family, whether I'm watching TV, whether I'm mindlessly scrolling through social media, whatever it might be.
You got to quit that.
Yeah, you're right. Do got to quit that. So anyway, I think for me that's an expert that can help, and I do a whole bunch of stuff to help with that, but I think that's something that there's so much information out there that the more and more of that for me, the better. Bring more of that in. So looking for an expert in the mindfulness and brain training.
Yeah, okay. Do you worry about the future much? Like what's your body going to be like? What's your financial position going to be like? Do you think about it?
I don't worry about my financial position or our financial position. But
is that because of the money bath you have downstairs?
No, it got nothing to do with the money bath. The worry is, the only worry about the future is the quality of the time. Like just going to make sure that, and hence why we're doing this, right? So however long it is, and you're present at my 50th, I'm going to live to at least 100. But I want to make sure that the next 50 is spent with as much and more quality time as the first 50. And that, so I don't worry about it. I work on it. And hence, that's why we're having these discussions. What about you? You worry about the future?
Sometimes. I think with three young kids, you worry, you know, will they be able to own a house? Am I doing things that they will ultimately replicate that are good or bad? And that could be a wide range of things. You know, your general behaviour when you're under stress, your eating habits, all that sort of stuff. Because I've told you my story. I was a highly active kid all through school. Just I didn't go for runs. I was just fit because I played a lot of sport and I was always running around. And the byproduct of that is you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. And I typically didn't really care or worry about anything. And then I got to 20-ish and suddenly there was no organized sport. I didn't get involved in much beyond that. And I just kept on eating the way that I always had. And, you know, all of a sudden sort of just realized, wow, I've sort of may-bombed here a little bit.
May-bombed?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a term, but we're going to go with it.
Yeah, go with it. So...
And it took a lot of effort then to sort of get on top of things. So you sort of have to look at your food a little bit better and took up running and then took up cycling and then had kids and cycling took up way too much time. So running is then far more efficient in terms of time. And then I ran so much I had got a really serious injury that I'm still sort of dealing with in osteitis pubis and went back to cycling, found the gym, all that sort of thing. So I had to adapt a lot over time and after 42, I'm now 43. No, it must have been after 41, I found that the kilograms just stuck a little bit longer than they had. So that'll be good to sort of unlock that.
So on that note, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
We're at the start of a health quest.
Can you get a better name for it?
It's too late. Because I control all the digital assets, so it's
you do. The health quest.
Can you imagine us holding a sword up? Would you hold a sword up in a health quest? You probably wouldn't.
I think
you
should. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Imagining Conan the Barbarian style.
Well, after this, you'll look like Conan.
Mm.
There it is, Doolanders. We look forward to bringing you both our inspiring longer form interviews and chats with inspiring people that do and some amazing experts from right across the globe that are going to help you with your health.
And to everyone out there who keeps hassling them in the streets for, you know, when's the next episode coming along? Well, here it is. And we hope you enjoy these next few episodes, and there's some long form coming as well. So enjoy. I hope you like the new theme music as well. This is only for the Health Quest. Do you like it, Blake?
I love it.
Did you write it?
No.
Music therapy. We should get someone on for that.
I like it. It'll help us with it'll help us with your sleep. It'll help us with sleep.
Mm.
Let's do it.
Bye, Dude Landers.